You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
Welcome back to The First Day on 93 WIBC. It is Terry Stacy, and it's time to bring in our friend Mel McMahon, IndianaOriginals.com. Hello, Mel.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Another day. Another day. We're getting closer and closer.
Are we sure it's the month of May?
Yeah,
are we sure?
It's May. It's May. It looks very different than any May I've ever experienced. Yesterday should have been the mini marathon. Rev should have been last night, and I would be tired. But we have August to look forward to, keeping our fingers crossed. It sounds like, yes, we will have it in August. At this point, I'm starting to get more and more emails for our Neighbor to Neighbor program. Everybody looks like they're starting in July, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we've been talking to our members, too. And if you're not familiar with Indiana Originals, we are promoters of independent businesses. So all of our members are businesses that are headquartered here in Indiana, locally owned and operated, and not part of an out-of-state chain. So if you want to support local faster and easier, we help you do that through our app, brought to you by Freedom Foods in Wilkett, Indiana, and through our website, IndianaOriginals.com. And so we've been doing a lot of conversations right now just around businesses, their planning, how they're doing, this assistance, is it working? And Terry, I thought it'd be a good idea to bring in Larry Marietta of Marietta CPAs to kind of give us a feel of what these small businesses are going through. And we're excited to have Larry on the phone right now. Good morning, Larry.
Hey, how are you today?
Doing okay. Doing okay. Hanging in there. How is everything going over at Marietta CPAs?
Well, we're doing okay, right? We finally got past April 15th, which was a big deal, and we've just been fighting through the coronavirus like everybody else is.
And so what is kind of the feel that you're having from the businesses that you work with? Because they're all different sizes, all different industries. You know, what are you seeing right now?
Yeah, what we're seeing is that everybody's pivoting, right? So across a broad cross-section, I mean, I talk to all kinds of business owners every day. And so what's happening is that, you know, the painter's like, hey, the commercial guy's telling me nobody's in my office building. Get in here and get it painted while nobody's here, right? So on some form or another, everybody's pivoting and powering through. The ones that are having a little bit of a tough time is, you know, the some of the restaurants are having a tough time because they completely closed down, or maybe somebody in a fitness facility. But everybody else, the vast majority of them, everybody's pivoting and powering through.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mel. Mel and I have to tell you that this is all very technical. Nobody's in the studio with me. I'm all alone. I'm watching Mel on a screen. I'm listening to Larry on a phone. Larry, we also hear that there is still a lot of frustration out there. A lot of businesses, small businesses, have not received their funds yet. What are you hearing as far as frustration goes, and what those small businesses are frustrated about right now? What's the topic?
You know, I think there's a lot of frustration in a lot of different places. I mean, my biggest issue on the frustration side is that the federal government and the state government, unemployment, everybody else, they weren't designed to be doing any of the stuff that they're doing, right? So they're older systems. They're not designed to push money that way. And so, you know, my answer to everybody is be patient, because that system wasn't supposed to work that way. I would say overall on the IRS's side and the SBA side, man, they shove that money out the door in 30 days. I'm quite surprised that they've been as successful as they have. You know, I'm hearing some grumblings that some of the smaller guys didn't get some funding availability, and part of the EIDL money is a little slow. But I think overall, my perspective is that it's gone pretty well, right? Sometimes you had to pivot to a different bank. You know, they on the second round of the PPP funding, they've changed the rules so that some of the smaller banks get a head start on the bigger banks. But we're hearing a lot of positive things about those things actually working and being executed outside of the noise that you're hearing on the television saying just the big guys. I'm seeing a lot of little guys being successful and getting it done too.
Larry, what are you seeing kind of as the wake-up call for business owners? You know, I think a lot of, you know, what was required to get this assistance and what you needed to have together, you know, I think it surprised a lot of people. You know, what advice can you give to business owners to make sure that they are ready and have things in order if there is another opportunity for more assistance later?
Well, I mean, I think there's a couple of different issues there, right? One issue is that as far as we're concerned, nobody knows what the rules are right now. Right, the SBA through the Treasury, they're putting out FAQs pretty much on a daily basis. basis, telling us all the updates. The banks are interpreting it, so all the banks are different sizes, so they have their own compliance issues. And so all of a sudden, sometime, you know, the first week or the last couple of days of March, the first week of April, my phone is blowing up. Everybody wants something almost the same, significantly different. And so we've tried to get everybody to calm down on that point, saying, hey, look, this is what the law says. These are the minimums that you need. You know, the biggest challenge I think that everybody's having and everybody always has as far as we're concerned is nobody's ever current on keeping their accounting records up to date through last month. So if there was a theme that I would tell you is having a good set of books through the last month is a good idea, because then you're always prepared. Plus, you have live information to make management decisions.
Wow. You know, I'm going to ask you, Larry, because everybody's putting in their two cents on how they think this is all going to shake out financially, economically for our country. For you, how do you see this all turning out here in the next few months,
even this year? It's a scary time, right? The biggest issue we all have, nobody escapes this, is there is uncertainty. And uncertainty causes you to pause. It causes you to behave differently, causes you to be frustrated. I mean, you can't go to the grocery store easily and all those other things. I mean, we don't really know. I mean, we're forecasting that things are going to come back to some sense of normalcy. It'll happen at a gradual pace, and that, you know, business is going to get back to usual. I mean, one of the things I would tell the business owners out there that are not fully operational at the moment is, as they reopen, they need to remember that their cost structure is going to be different than when they're full all the time. So if you come back and open up tomorrow and you're fully staffed and nobody shows up, it's going to affect your cash flow and it's going to affect your cost structure. So you need to put quite a bit of thought into how you're going to manage that reopening process, because it's not going to be what it was, you know, 6 weeks ago.
And Larry, we just have a couple minutes left here. With the new deadlines, you know, we went through April 15th now, but there's a new deadline in July. What do we need to be prepared for if we haven't done our taxes yet this year?
You need to get your tax return done right now. You need to not recognize that deadline, as far as I'm concerned. My office, and we prepare quite a few tax returns on business, individual, the whole nine yards. We did not recognize that deadline unless we have a technical reason of why. So we stuck to April 15th. We filed extensions on April 15th. That's what our process is. My concern is that everybody's going to forget July 15th, and then all of a sudden you're going to have some other problem, because July 15th has never been on your radar. So I would encourage you, as soon as you can get out of your house and they lift, you know, some restrictions, just go get your taxes filed and get yourself caught up so that it's behind you and you don't have to worry about that item as well.
Good stuff. Really good stuff. All right. Larry Marietta, Mel McMahon. Mel, we can get all the details on how to find Larry through you.
Yes, IndianaOriginals.com, and his website is MariettaFinancial.com.
Perfect.
Correct.
We got a
Facebook page, Marietta CPAs.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. It's good to talk to both of you. Really, thank you so much. Mel, we'll talk to you next week. IndianaOriginals.com for more information. The news is next. 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45. I'm going back to Indiana. And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.